042 Govinda Lilamrita Japa Walkthrough Lila Meditation. Govinda Lilamrita by Sri Krishnadas Goswami Pad. We're on chapter 11 of Madhyan Lila, Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes, from 10:48 a.m. in the morning until 3:36 p.m. in the afternoon. So these are called Radha and Krishna's midday pastimes. Radha and Krishna and all their sakis and mandris are relaxing in a beautiful kunj on the banks of Radha Kund. By the indication of Krishna's eyes, all the sakis start describing the beauty, the incomparably sweet transcendental beauty of every part of Srimati Radharani's beautiful divine form. And they glorify Radharani's beauty by using various Sanskrit poetic analogies. Radha's divine body. A sakhi named Vasanti glances toward the jewel-like daughter of Vrishabhanu, Vrishabhanu Nandini Mani, and exclaims, "Aha! Radha's divine body is the storehouse for all of Cupid's weapons." Radhika's long, tapered eyebrows are kandarpas, or Cupid's bows. The fine lines of hair on her beautiful banyan leaf-shaped belly, Ramavali, is the sword of Cupid. Radharani's lovely dancing blue eyes are the arrows of Cupid. And Radhika's beautiful, graceful arms are the ropes for binding Krishna. Moreover, Radha's beautiful neck is like a conch shell. Her nitamba is a chakra, and her cheeks of Radha are golden shields, and Kishori's nails are like claws. Inspired by Vasanti Sakhi's description, Vrindadevi says, "Radhika's beautiful body is a nectar-filled Ganga sporting ground for the Krishna elephant. Radha's arms look like lotus stems in that river. Her breasts resemble Chakravaka birds. Radha's navel, face, hands, and feet are various other lotuses growing in the water. Radha's curly black hair looks like a swarm of bees. Radha's sweet smiles are lily flowers in that lake, and her eyes are blue lotuses. And the fine line of hair on Radha's belly is the green moss flowing in the river's current." Responding to Krishna's cue, Lalita says, on the bottom of Radha's beautiful lotus feet are 19 different marks. There are 8 marks on the bottom of Radha's right foot and 11 distinguishing signs or marks on the bottoms of Radharani's left foot. Thus, Srimati's footlock and her ankle bells protect these marks. With their auspicious influence, Radhika reigns as the universal Lakshmi, Vishwaraja Lakshmi. Vishakha says, the effulgence of Radha's lotus feet defeats the beauty of a soft red lotus petal. However, lotus petals have the faults of taking birth from the mud, pankaja, closing at night and crying like that chakravaka. So what can we compare with Radhika's lotus feet? Because there's no object to compare with the standard of comparison. Champakalata Sakhi says, aho! The Chandravali of Radha's toenails, which means the series or row of her 10 nails, are like shining like 10 moons, a row of moons, Chandravali, are astonishing. Although Chandravali, Sakhi, is very dear to Krishna, Shyam forgets all about her when he sees the flawless red Chandravali of Radha's beautiful toenails, which thrill the lily-like heart of Krishna, because lilies blossom in the moonlight and Radhika's ruby red toes are shining like moonshine. So the lily heart, lily-like flower heart of Krishna will blossom and expand with joy when he gazes upon the beautiful moon-like, shining, ruby-red, beautiful toenails of Radha's lotus feet. Chitra Sakhi says, the king of fresh youth has taken command of Radha's bodily empire. Tungavidya says, aho, Radha's thighs have conquered the beautiful curve of the banana tree and embarrassed it. Did the Creator make these thighs as two pillars supporting the summer house of Radha's body to relieve the Krishna elephant from the scorching fever of Cupid? Induleka questions, it seems the Creator responded to Cupid's prayer by presenting him the two golden pillars of Radha's thighs to bind elephants. It appears so because Cupid uses the strong chain of their beauty to bind the elephant of Krishna's mind. Rangadevi replies, Vrishabhanu Nandini's knees are not knees. They are golden treasure chests which the playful Kandarpa uses to hide the jewels of Krishna's eyes and heart after he steals them. Devi says, Radha's incomparably beautiful thighs are the playground for Krishna's palms. Chandramukhi says, when Krishna wanders along the slopes of Govardhan, he cannot enjoy pastimes on the wonderful banks of the Yamuna. And while strolling along the Yamuna's banks, Shyam, or Giridhari, cannot enjoy the splendor of Govardhan Hill. But everything is resolved when Krishna focuses his eyes on the beautiful Yamuna river of Radha's black hair braid dangling between the slopes, the Govardhan Hill or slopes of her Nitamba, his mind becomes completely satisfied. Kanchan Alatasaki says, not only that, but Radha's jingling waist bells are frolicking here too, like a flock of warbling swans in the Yamuna. Madhavi says, Radha's thin waist made friends with the lion to assume its shape. Lalita says, Radhika's palms look very enchanting with their auspicious marks of a water pot, lotus, garland, fan, moonbeam, earring, umbrella, binding pillar, conch shell, bale tree, platform, asan, flower, creeper, chamara, and swastika. It appears that these auspicious objects adorn Radha's hands to assist her in serving Keshava. Chandramukhi says, poets say that Radha's shoulders naturally curve down from always carrying the weight of Giridhari's strong arms, but I think they just appear low because Radha's head is raised with pride. After all, Radhika is superior to every beautiful gopi, Dwarka queen, and Vaikuntha Lakshmi. What to speak of other attractive women? Madhavi says, aha! Out of ecstasy, the Creator placed three Lakshmis as the three lions on Radha's neck to please Krishna. One lion represents the Saundarya Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty. The second lion represents the Kavya Lakshmi, the goddess of poetry. And the third lion represents Sangeet Lakshmi, the goddess of song. So the three lions adorning Radha's beautiful, graceful, conch shell, smooth neck represent her beauty, her talent in speaking beautiful poetry, and her fantastic ability to sing beautiful songs for the pleasure of Krishna. Brindadevi says, which poet can describe Radha's voice? Upon hearing it, the cuckoos flee into the forest. Sweet nectar turns sour, and the veena becomes silenced. Conch shells retreat to the ocean upon seeing the beauty of Radha's neck. Dhanishtha says, the musk dot on Radha's chin, a black dot, defies the beauty of a bumblebee sitting on a golden lotus flower, basking in the morning sun, or a cuckoo resting in the window of a golden temple. Dhanishtha continues, actually, I overheard Krishna say all these things when he raised Radha's chin with his fingers to kiss her. Lalita says, Radha's lips are bright red like the Jaba flower. Vishakha says, Radha's teeth are so beautiful that when the Creator saw their brightness, he quickly covered Radha's teeth with her lips. Otherwise, the whole universe would have turned white from the dazzling effulgence of Radha's beautiful, shining teeth. Chitra says, Radha's ruby-red tongue is like a spoon serving Krishna the sweets of Radha's kisses, poetry, sweet song, and witty words. Tungavidya says, Krishna's fame, kirti, Krishna's kirti, appears from Radha's mouth like a taunting dancing girl wearing the red dress of Radha's tongue. Sudevi says, Radhika's voice is pure nectar for Krishna's ears. Every syllable Radha utters surpasses the waves in an ocean of nectar. Radha's voice, which is filled with jokes, wit, and laughter, teaches the bees and cuckoos how to sing. Chandramukhi says, Radha's voice is like rasala nectar. This rasala drink is a mixture of ghee in the form of Radha's prem, sugar, Radha's humor, honey, Radha's charm, camphor, Radha's smile, and black pepper, Radha's pretentious jealousy, maan. Krishna relishes the supreme delight from the combination of all these ingredients which form the rasala amrit of Radha's beautiful voice. Madhavi says, Aha. Is this a river of nectar? Sheltering the swan of Krishna's mind? Is it a moonbeam of nectar, satiating the thirst of Krishna's Chakora eyes? Is it a nectar-filled, fluffy white cloud enlivening Krishna's Chataka eyes? No. I see. It is the nectar wave of Radhika's smile. Vasanti Sakhi comments, the sweet qualities of Krishna grow like a wish-fulfilling creeper in the gold garden of Radha's heart. The flowers in that garden are blooming as the sweet smiles of Radha. Dhanishtha says, Radha's beautiful, dazzling, charming face is a lake of nectar from which the five delightful rivers of fragrance, joking, laughter, smiles, and song constantly flow into the Krishna ocean of bliss. Vishakha says, the Creator made the wonderful full moon of Radha's face to please the Chakora eyes of Krishna. Then he placed two deer on the moon in the form of Radha's eyes. Seeing that these deer were fidgety, he bound them to Radha's ears with ropes. Champakalata says, the moon is embarrassed due to its spots. Its rays close the lotus flowers, and it is often eclipsed by Rahu. So tell me, what can compare with the eternally bright, spotless beauty of Radha's ever-blooming lotus face? Chitrasakhi says, the lovely cheeks of Radha outmatch a golden mirror. Radha's cheeks resemble twin lakes of effulgent nectar on a planet of gold. Thus, Radha's beautiful cheeks quench Krishna's thirst as they captivate his attention. Rangadevi says, look at the beauty of Radha's nose, with a nose pearl hanging under it, resembles Kandarpa's Cupid, amazing arrow. Although the arrow remains poised on the bow of Radha's raised eyebrows, it still slices through the shield of Krishna's patience to pierce his heart. Madhavi says, the nose pearl bobbing from Radha's nose appears to have become red and black in color like a gunja berry. Someone may conjecture that this white nose pearl is reflecting the redness of Radha's lips and the black of her cudgel around her eyes. The fact is, however, that Radha's heart is sham-colored from always thinking of her lover, and it is also a rich red color due to her intense loving attachment to Krishna, Anurag. Therefore, these two colors of red and black are the source of the reflection on Radha's nose pearl. As her life airs pass through her nose, carrying these colors. Vasanti explains, the Creator collected the essence of every beautiful object in the universe to produce Radha's attractive eyes. After that creation, whatever was left fell to the ground and then became bumblebees, blue lotus flowers, and chakora birds. Champakalata says, the gorgeous forehead of Radhika conquers the brilliance of a crescent moon. Chitra says, aho, did the Creator write on Radha's forehead, quote, Krishna is Radha's beloved, end quote. And then, quote, Krishna is Radha's desire creeper. It certainly appears so from the designs drawn on Radha's forehead in black musk, red kumkum, and tan-colored sandalwood paste. Rangadevi says, Radha's curly hair resembles a dense forest wherein the mad baby elephant of Krishna's mind wanders. Radha's curly wavy hair resembles a dense forest wherein the mad baby elephant of Krishna's mind wanders. Madhavi says, the curling hairs resting on Radha's forehead look like a swarm of bees drinking the honey from Radha's lotus face. Or, it seems, the Cupid hunter is using these curling locks as a net to capture the deer of Krishna's mind. How has Radha's hair become so beautifully black? Vasanti answers, as Radhika meditated on Krishna, unlimited creepers sprouted in her mind. But they turned black in color because Radha is always thinking of Krishna. In time, these creepers grew longer and longer as Radha watered them with the nectar of her love. And finally, these black creepers appeared as Radha's lovely long hair. Brinda says, Radha's beautiful black hair is like a black chamara that defeats the elegance of a peacock's tail feathers. Radha's glossy hair protects the demigods. Thus concludes the Sakis glorifying the beautiful divine form of Srimati Radharani.